Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Martin, let's start with the biggest game, I think, in the NBA playoffs and at least in the first round, the much talked about Lakers and Blazers. And people are just all over the place. A lot of people, because the Lakers just didn't look good in the bubble, despite them winning the Western Conference, despite all the good stuff they did during the regular season. The 8 games in the bubble just didn't feel good. So now, and then, of course, the flip side is that the Blazers had to play their way in, and they won big games, and people are so excited, and Damian Lillard's been going off. He's the bubble superstar, MVP. Everybody's like, oh, wait a minute. We think there's going to be an upset. Upset alert. LeBron James and the Lakers are going down in the first round. A number one losing to an 8 seed doesn't happen often in the NBA. It has happened. But this matchup, Martin, off the top, just your thoughts, because I don't see the upset that people are talking about. I expect the Lakers to win this series and move on. The Blazers, I'm not poo-pooing what they did. They just don't have enough. When I look at that team, who's guarding LeBron James? Carmelo Anthony? Is that who's guarding LeBron?
According to some of the national analysts, that's who they'd like you to think. But, I mean, at the end of the day, the same person who's guarding LeBron James has been guarding LeBron for his whole career, whoever's standing in front of him. LeBron's pretty much going to do whatever he wants to do when he wants to do it on a basketball court. And I think most of the people who have criticisms of LeBron is because of his decision-making and not necessarily because of the defense that was in front of him. But I'd say overarchingly, looking at this series, it really depends on how you look at the bubble. If you look at the bubble as an extension of last year, I obviously look at it as a new kind of thing, right? A new kind of quote unquote season. Why it's a lot kind of fair that people say this championship get an asterisk. But if you look at it as an extension of the season that was suspended on around St. Patrick's Day, then you would be like, there's no reason why you should think that this even should be close to a series, right? The Lakers were obviously much better than the Blazers were prior to the shutdown. But after the shutdown, in the 8 or so, 9 games that played in the bubble, the Blazers have obviously played better than the Lakers have. But when you look at the heroic things that Damian Lillard's been doing on a basketball court, and then the teams that they've been beating, I still think the Lakers should take this in 4, maybe 5. And I think anything but is honestly an indictment on LeBron and the flip that he's supposed to be able to have switched since he started kind of load managing in Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's talking about it. Even LeBron's giving Portland, you know, some credit, you know, talking about that this isn't your usual 1-8 and giving them respect. I understand he has respect for Damian Lillard and Carmelo Anthony, so he's not trying to say that they're hot garbage or anything like that.
I mean, my question is, like, so on a normal 1-8, does the 8th seed just have nobody on the team that can play? This isn't the Eastern Conference anymore, LeBron. Like, and as we just saw in the Eastern Conference, who would you say the Orlando Magic have on their team? DJ Augustine? I played against him in high school. He's 30 years, I know he's 31 years old, and he just went to town on the 1 seed. So what exactly is a typical number 8 seed? I don't get that. The Lakers,
yeah, I mean, it's just a way of trying to give them some respect by saying, like, oh, he didn't say, like, we got to watch out, but that's what he was insinuating. That this isn't your usual or easy 4-game sweep, or they're not going to take them lightly. But the bigger picture, Martin, and so we're basically on the same page here, because I think it'll be 5 games. I've seen the act before. Last year they got to the Western Conference Finals and got swept out of it in 4 games. If you remember Game 7 against Denver to get to the Western Conference Finals, Damian Lillard shot 3-for-17 in that big spot. I'm just not convinced that he's going to be that guy who is able to elevate his team to win this kind of an upset, because it would be earth-shaking and earth-shattering if Portland and Damian Lillard were able to beat the Lakers, especially here in the first round, considering how well they played. And I know the Lakers don't have their full squad, and Avery Bradley's not there, and Rondo, and they got a couple of guys off the corner store, and the guys standing in front of the corner store.
If you're depending on Avery Bradley and Rajon Rondo, it's not 2008. Like I understand that those guys are valuable players, and like now you kind of have the Deion Waiters, J.R. Smith experiment in replacement of those guys in the rotation. But at the end of the day, if I told you in a regular year, I should make it a regular year because I can't even think of what time and month and what day it is now. But if I told you on January 1st of a standard basketball season, you have LeBron James, you have Anthony Davis, and you have another guy who's 7 feet tall and 2 guys that can handle the ball, you should feel like you have a chance at winning a title. Like, you should feel like you have a very good chance of winning the title. And that team dominated the Western Conference up until the shutdown. So
right.
I just feel like... And I want to give LeBron credit, because I think that it's a little unfair to just automatically, because after they missed the playoffs last year, say his reign is over, his reign is done, he's no longer the best. But I do think that if this is any type of series, If this series is any type of problem, rather, I think it's going to have to be an indictment on LeBron and his ability. Like back when he was taking those, like when Indiana won a couple game ones, even in the early in his Cleveland, or not, I'm sorry, early in the series is later in his time in Cleveland. You could kind of tell LeBron was playing with his food. Like, Victor Oladipo was not standing up to LeBron in a seven-game series. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown were not standing up to LeBron in a seven-game series. That LeBron, you haven't really seen it in Los Angeles. Now, he got hurt. He wasn't really bought in with the team and all the rookies that they ended up trading to New Orleans, all the young players that traded to New Orleans. But this year, this team, this is the team he's supposed to be have been bought in on. This is the team that he's supposed, if there's a switch to flip, he needs to flip it, and it needs to happen now. This is when Zero Dark 2330, where he deletes Twitter and Instagram and no longer does all the social media stuff, this is when King James needs to come back. And if he's not able to, I think you really got to look at your hierarchy of NBA players.
Now here's the big question, too, when you think about this, is the legacy question. Because I do believe this is his best last chance. Next year was year 18. I know everybody thinks he's going to play the same his entire career until he hangs it up. It doesn't work like that. Father Time is undefeated. And I look at LeBron and I think he's got to win this one. He got Anthony Davis to come along over to L.A. He put together and won the West. He led in assists. You know, he upped his game. He did what he had to do and put them in position. Even Vegas made them the favorites, not based on roster, but just betting money. People have them as the favorite, or they started out. I think the Clippers now are the favorites, but they started out in Vegas as the favorites, and they lived up to all the expectations, all the hype of having LeBron and Anthony Davis, say, two of the top three or four players in the league on one team, right? So they were expected to compete and win. And if they don't win, Martin, I mean, I think people will look and go, this is it for LeBron, and it won't look good, because it'll probably mean that LeBron's time will have come and gone in L.A. without him winning a championship. And so many great players who have come to the Lakers have all just about all of them have, cashed in on a championship. And I don't know. If you're waiting till next year or the year after with Kyrie and KD being healthy in Brooklyn and Golden State bouncing back, and you start looking around at some of these other teams like Denver, you know, getting more experience, and Dallas.
Denver. Luke is a killer.
Right, and you start looking at all these other teams, is what I'm saying is, I don't know if you can look and honestly be like, oh, if they don't win this year, they're going to win next year. I don't think that's right. That's even on the table.
No, I would say, and I think that LeBron hasn't really been there since he's gotten to L.A., honestly, and I think that I think the team around him has afforded him a lot of abilities. Not to say that he's not a great player, but the team around him, he's kind of surrounded by guys who have a lot of experience, a lot of championship play, a lot of players who have played deep playoff runs, going on championship runs. Really, the question mark on the team is Kyle Kuzma, right? Because he's the, like kind of the guy who, quote, hasn't done it before. Well, the big one, Anthony Davis, obviously. But Kyle Kuzma was the one that you're like, can we depend on Kuzma in the clutch? Right, and then of course it was all decided when he hit a game-winning three against Denver's backups, I suppose. But in terms of LeBron having to win a title this year, I think it has to happen now, because you saw what happened in Golden State after he got his first one. Right, I mean after Golden State got their first one and Kyrie got hurt and Kevin Love got hurt. LeBron's like, okay, we're going to go right back to this thing. We're going to line this thing right back up. Let's re-sign Tristan Thompson. Let's re-sign J.R. Smith. And then all of a sudden, the salary cap changes and Kevin Durant is able to go and join Golden State. You got to get this one right now, because you're the one seed and you understand what this tournament is, even though it's in the bubble and it's different than everything normally looks in the NBA. You understand all the parameters as they exist right here, right now. You can't talk about what's going to happen next season, because you don't know what next season is going to look like, even schedule-wise, much less who's going to be on what team, who's going to be healthy on your team. This, you got to get it this year, because you got the one seed, and that's supposed to mean something. That's supposed to matter or something.
No doubt. So this is a big year for LeBron and AD. There's all kinds of stuff out there, but mostly on LeBron, because if he does win, I think you look at it and say, well, he won again. That'll be three times, three different franchises. It might not put him still enough to pass Michael Jordan, but definitely it would enhance his resume. And if it doesn't happen, it will be another failed opportunity, and people will wonder what happened. How come that the Lakers didn't win when they won the West and put together such a great season?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all. But I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from managing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today.
Martin Weiss, what a stinky situation with the San Diego Padres and the Texas Rangers.
Stinky, if you say so.
Yeah, I mean, stinky because it caused a big furor over the whole thing. But as you know, Fernando Tatis is one of the rising stars. In fact, Martin, his numbers through the first 100 games in the big leagues, better than Mike Trout. Better than Mike Trout's numbers. Everybody says he's going to wind up being the greatest player ever. And Fernando Tatis Jr. has already, like, taken baseball by storm. He has 11 home runs. I think he leads the league. But last night, in the eighth inning, he had a grand slam home run, Martin, on a 3-0 pitch. And you know the unwritten rules. You're not supposed to swing. Here's the problem. The Rangers cried foul that it was a breach of conduct, and he was called out because of the Padres already had a 7-run lead in the game.
Well, just to clarify, he wasn't called out by any official because you are saying he was called out by the rules. After the game, they complained about it.
No, right. That's what
he
I
wasn't
mean.
Called out. He circled the bases and they added 4 runs to the score.
I didn't mean that he was called out by the umpires. I meant called out for it, and you know there was all kinds of stuff. He was forced to apologize. Even his manager, you know, Tingler, wanted him to apologize because you know this unwritten rule about swinging. Texas Rangers manager Chris Woodward also was not pleased about it. It really created a firestorm on Twitter with a lot of former players chiming in, a lot in support of Tatis saying he made a mistake to even apologize. It was a lot. Let's first hear from our Rangers manager Chris Woodward about Tatis swinging on a 3-0 pitch.
I didn't like it, personally. When you're up by 7 in the 8th inning, it's typically not a good time to swing 3-0. That's kind of, you know, the way we were all kind of raised in the game. But, you know, like I said, the norms are being challenged on a daily basis. So just because I don't like it doesn't mean it's not right. But I don't think we liked it as a group.
Was the game over, Martin? 7 runs in the 8th? We know how baseball is.
I'm sorry. I just have a problem. First of all, the idea that baseball is a sport with unwritten rules, no, it's not. It's not the only sport with unwritten rules. For example, when a quarterback is taking a knee at the end of the game, the defensive linemen are not supposed to dive at the ball. That's an unwritten rule.
When they do, they get attacked. It's happened.
Exactly.
I've seen it.
What's his name? One of the Bennett brothers. I can't believe his name. The defensive lineman Bennett brother always used to do it. But it was an unwritten rule, right? But in no other sport, does the unwritten rule say, hey, be less good at your sport? At no other, does the unwritten rule say, hey, if you see a meatball coming down the middle at 3-0, let it go? Like, in football, if you're up by 41 points and you run a fly and you run, you know, a go route and you beat the corner with no safety help, the quarterback's supposed to throw the ball, you're supposed to catch it. You're supposed to drop the ball? No, that's insane. You're supposed to stop shooting. You're supposed to get to shot clock violations in basketball. Now, I'm just saying all this to illustrate how insane it sounds that you can't swing your bat on a 3-0 count because you're up 4 runs.
No, they were up 7
runs. Up 7 runs, rather. I'm sorry, up 7 runs. Like, I just can't. It's illogical to me. If, like, I understand I do understand some of the showboating, especially in baseball, because what can look like a home run can really be a single if you take your time down the base path and then the ball lands in play. So I can understand some of the showboating at the plate in that aspect where you might be hurting your team. But for the rest of it, why is baseball so soft that they care about the opponent so much?
Yeah, it is one of those things. There's certain things you don't do, and I am – there's certain rules that I unwritten rules that Martin, I do believe in, like, I don't want to see a guy bunting when a guy's pitching a no-hitter in the ninth inning with one or two outs. And the game out of
does
out
it matter?
If,
I was about to say, if
the score matters.
If it's a one-run game,
right,
the guy's got a no-hitter, I don't give a damn.
1-0 is different. If you're up 4-0 and you're bunting with two outs to break up a guy's no-hitter, that's an – try to get a base hit. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, that's a cheap hit. Would you agree with that one?
I would agree.
All right. Well, Padres manager Jace Tingler he also came down on his young player.
A lot of our guys have green light, you know, 3-0. But, you know, in this game in particular, you know, we had a little bit of a comfortable lead. And, you know, we're not trying to, you know, run up the score or anything like that.
You look at baseball, hitting the ball out of the park ain't like running up the score in football, like trying to score, Martin, on the on the 1 yard line and you're up by 28 points and you try to put it in instead of taking a knee, right, as the clock is expiring.
Or you throw that's a pass instead of score. Running the ball or something
right?
like that. Yeah. But if the guy throws it down the middle of the plate, you're obligated to swing the bat. That's what you get paid to do.
So instead, you take the get over. It's what they call the get over fastball, right? So you take that, and then you got to hit at 3-1. That's better. That's a situation. I just don't. It's a mind boggling. Well, Fernando Tatis and his dad was a good player in his own right. His dad, if you remember, Martin, hit 2 grand slams in 1 inning. 2 grand slams in 1 inning. In a major league game, Fernando Tatis, one of the all-time great feats.
And they probably said he was showboating when he flipped his bat afterwards.
Crazy. But Junior says he'll do something different the next time.
I've been in this game since I was a kid, man. And I know a lot of unwritten rules. But this time I didn't. I was kind of lost on this one. From those experiences, you got to learn from it. Probably next time I'll take a pitch.
And there it is. And Martin, what was crazy was the response from all over baseball. Even like Mr. October, Reggie Jackson, backed the kid and was like, just didn't buy into this notion of that somehow, some way, he's supposed to take the 3-1 pitch and make the count 3-1, 3-2, and then it's okay to swing. And then it's okay to swing. Trevor Bauer, who came to his defense as well? There were some players who were in his corner. And let me give you. I'm looking for the Reggie Jackson. Here it is, the Reggie Jackson tweet. Fernando Tatis, keep playing hard, playing great. It's a pleasure to watch you play. Love your success and the Padres' rise to be a winner. Keep leading the way. It ain't easy to hit home runs. Keep bringing energy you have to the game. We need players like you, an all-star.
I agree with Reggie Jackson. Like, Fernando Tatis, one of my favorite baseball players at the start of this young season. I even texted you a week ago outside of this.
You
was
did.
Like, yo, this guy isn't crazy. Like, Tim Anderson, another guy who shows his – he shows that he's having fun playing baseball when he's playing for the White – like, I like watching these guys play. Like, Tatis had a leadoff bomb the other day when he was playing DH. He hit it. It was a no-doubter, and he looked at it with no doubt. And when I watched him hit, I had the same – it elicited a similar reaction as when I watched somebody catch an alley-oop or when I watched somebody go up over a cornerback and bring down a touchdown. And if you're baseball, that's what you want to try to pull in, is guys like me who are going to watch this because they love sports and they're in the bubble, but I'm not a baseball head. I'm not watching 9 innings of a typical baseball game.
That's me, though. I'm that guy. I'm the seam head. I'm the guy who watches baseball every single night in my house, and I didn't have a problem with it. I really didn't. It is mind-boggling. Like if he made out, that was cool. That's okay. Or if he swings 3-1 and hits a grand slam, or 3-2, that's okay. But not 3-0. Here's another Hall of Famer. We heard from Reggie Jackson. Johnny Bench even chimed in on Twitter, Martin, and he said, "So you can take a pitch. Now you're 3-1. Then the pitcher comes back with a great setup pitch, 3-2. Now you're ready to ground into a double play. Everyone should hit 3-0. Grand slams are a huge stat." So Johnny Bench didn't have a problem with it. This is something that I think people have There are certain rules. I'm telling you, I'm not one of these people who want to throw all the traditions of baseball out, Martin. You know, I'm into that. And I've been one who pushed back on some of the changes. I don't love the universal DH because I know it's here to stay. They're talking about doing it just for this year. I know the plan is to implement it. I love National League Baseball where the pitcher hits compared to American League Baseball, which is more like softball. When the National League, you have to decide if you're going to pinch it for the pitcher and keep them in, and there's all kinds of strategies.
It's just more strategy. It's just more fun to watch. There's more decisions to be made in National League Baseball.
No doubt about it. And now here we are where you got this young, exciting star who's just lighting up baseball. And he's criticized for hitting the grand slam. Was the eighth inning? I don't know. Was the game over? I guess the game was over. Is there no way the Rangers? The Rangers couldn't score 10 points, right? They couldn't score 10 runs in the ninth. I'm asking.
Look, the game's not over until you get out number 27. Like flat. I'm sorry. No, it's just and again. I'm for unwritten rules as well, and the idea that they're going to be like to promote sportsmanship and to more fair play.
Right, and not try to hurt somebody, right, in
that
situations.
Type of deal. But if your unwritten rule says I have to be less good at my job, I'm not for it. I'm not for it at no point. It's like I have to be less good at what I'm doing. You want me to not swing my bat. You want me to see this meatball coming down and not hit it. How about you don't throw the meatball? If you don't want me to score 140 points on you in a basketball game, play some defense.
And what did the Rangers do after he hit the grand slam? They threw behind the next hitter, to tell people that they weren't happy about it, and I think it was Manny Machado, and he was suspended for that, for throwing after Tatis had hit the home run. So it was a spectacle last night. And very, very interesting. I am a traditional kind of guy, but not in this case. I'm not going to rip a guy for hitting a 3-0 pitch and knocking it out the park. It ain't that easy to do.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
The other game just ended, which was a little bit of a surprise, no Westbrook and no problem for Houston. They win easily 123-108. What do you make of that? You know, everybody was ranting and raving about OKC and what Chris Paul had done with that franchise that was supposed to crawl under a rock after trading Westbrook, right? They were going to start all over and change it all up, and nobody expected anything. But people had some hopes for OKC.
I had some hopes for OKC today. And if you look at my betting account, you can see that my hopes were not fulfilled. But as I sit here and think about it, Rob, I know you're not a super. I know you guys gamble chicken wings, but when you're gambling money, there's sometimes this feeling that you'll have as soon as the game tips off, it'll be like, damn, I shouldn't have done that. And I was thinking the whole time, I'm like, you know what, Oklahoma City. I'm more so thinking Houston, no Harden. I mean, no Westbrook, rather. Harden in the playoffs. All this is going to, you know, we've seen this movie before. And we have seen that movie before. But this is a whole different vibe in the bubble with the. And I realized immediately it's like, I don't think that you can necessarily assign the Houston Rockets playoff struggles in the past to this level of Houston Rockets because the playoffs are different. Not that the team is different, but the playoffs and the way that they would have to structure, the way they have to do things are different. And it's giving me a lot of cause for concern for everybody else. Because I think if you have what's the knock that you've always heard about Harden runs out of gas? Well, he had 5 months to do nothing. Besides, you saw the pictures. He was just climbing mountains and not getting his hair cut throughout the pandemic. So he's in great shape. He looks slimmer than he has in the past. He looks great right now, even without Westbrook. I mean, it was great tonight.
All right, but the big game, of course, is coming up. Going to tip off pretty soon here. Portland and the Lakers. That's the one there, Martin, that I really want to dive into. And is this a legacy kind of series? And what I mean by it, I know you say, well, a first round series, how could that be legacy? All the rave has been about Damian Lillard and what he's been able to do in the bubble and how great he's been and all the big games. A lot of people were picking Portland to upset the Lakers. Obviously, from the LeBron side, he can't afford to have the best record in the West, have Anthony Davis, and get upset in the first round. It would be embarrassing. look at the legacies of both. And if Damian Lillard was able to do it and win this series, would people go, wait a minute, this dude maybe took another step. I know it's the first round. It ain't like the Western Conference Finals. But to defeat a team with Anthony Davis and LeBron James, what would that say about Damian Lillard?
I think it said, I mean, to me, it wouldn't surprise, I would say Damian Lillard to me is a player that when the moment comes up, honestly, if he's equally yoked, if he has a shot, then he's not a player. I think, I'll put it like this. I think NBA history would be irrevocably different had Kevin Durant decided to go to the Pacific Northwest instead of going to San Francisco and Golden State. I really do think that. I think if Kevin Durant had gone and played the wing in Portland, people would be talking about Damian Lillard the same way they talk about Steph Curry. And Portland is what it is, and Golden State is what they are.
But I'll say this, and I get all that, but I did see Allen Iverson go look at that roster with Larry Brown, got to the NBA Finals, won game one of the finals against the Lakers. I saw that, and I saw Charles Barkley also take a team to the finals. And what I'm saying is they might not have won a championship, but they led their team to a championship last year. There was a chance for Portland. Once they beat Denver in Game 7, they got to the Western Conference Finals. And if you remember, they got swept, and Durant didn't even play.
It's kind of like a Toronto Raptors thing from the year before. I'm not saying that the Trailblazers are as good as the Raptors were. But the Raptors' biggest problem in the playoffs going into up until winning the championship in recent history was they ran into LeBron. It wasn't that they weren't able to get over the hump or whatever. They kept running into LeBron. Damian Lillard in the last couple years has just ran into the Warriors. Now, I think if anything, this series says more about LeBron than anybody, because I think if this series shows to be a problem for the Lakers in general, because it should not be a problem for the Lakers in general, right? I think Lillard should get off, but the Lakers should be able to handle the Trailblazers with relative ease.
Some people I've even heard say that Damian Lillard is better than Kyrie Irving, which I do not co-sign that whatsoever.
Look,
Kyrie won a championship. Kyrie averaged 28 points in the finals against the Warriors, a loaded team, and I knew as soon as he was gone, Cleveland wound up getting swept the next year, right? Without Kyrie, they only won one game the year that they lost to Golden State, but they did come back. Kyrie was a big part of that. I know people talk about Kyrie and him getting hurt all the time and this and that. He's not a leader, whatever. He's better than Damian Lillard. I'm not talking about just putting up points. That guy makes big shots. I've seen him do it. I would take him any day.
If you haven't
in a big game,
give me Damian Lillard, and I'll tell you this: if you haven't seen Damian Lillard take big shots, it's just because you can't stay up late enough to watch Portland play. I mean,
three for 17 in Game 7 last year against Denver. Is that the game you're talking about?
There you go. No, I'm talking
game sweep.
He's broken up several franchises. He broke up the whole Oklahoma City Thunder. But I mean, the idea that Damian Lillard is not a clutch performer or not a star.
I'm asking you, is he better
ridiculous.
Than the guy than Kyrie
yes,
who won a championship?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Listen,
not.
If you oh my goodness, if you put Damian Lillard next to the best player of the
who
of
made
the, last
the big
decade,
shot to win it?
Damian
it was
Lillard
Kyrie.
Too.
No, saying, Kyrie made
Damian
the shot.
Lillard, if Damian
don't
Lillard
poo-poo
had
don't poo-poo that Kyrie made a game-winning three
and
to
and
put
what has
a cap
Kyrie
on a,
done
on a 3-1 comeback?
Look,
I mean, come on, man.
Portland Trailblazers have been Damian Lillard's team since he got drafted and they got rid of and they moved on from LaMarcus Aldridge. Kyrie had his own team in Boston last year. Name me the big shots that they – name me their success.
No, Damian but he Lillard, had a big shot. Damian hasn't made one.
What do you
Damian
mean?
Damian hasn't got his team. Said, I'm talking about on a final stage
because
he hasn't gotten
no,
there.
Hold on,
and
let,
I'm, wait a minute.
Just a second.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you that I'm not – you could score all the points. When you're on teams – Guys have to score. Someone's going to score the points. It's about winning. It's okay. Always about winning.
So
and don't discount what Kyrie did with LeBron.
I think you're crazy. Just a few weeks ago, I wasn't listening, but I'm sure you were saying it, how the Clippers were right to make fun of Damian Lillard for the Dame time and the choking of the free throws. And you know he did miss them.
He's supposed to be this star. Hey. He missed two free throws.
But the reason why it was funny, the reason why it's a joke is because they know. Paul George is the one with the look on his face saying, damn, where am I supposed to go now? Oh, back on the plane to Oklahoma City because you sent me home from Portland. Patrick Beverly was in Houston.
They sent him home.
He sent him home. How many?
Kyrie sent the Warriors home after being up 3-1.
Are you kidding me?
He's a part of one of the greatest comeback in the history of the NBA.
Absolutely.
And he wasn't on the bandwagon. He wasn't in the back. He was driving the bandwagon.
No, he made the big shot. You're right.
He averaged 28 points.
He was definitely strongly in the passenger seat. However, Damian Lillard has been piloting the plane for the Portland Trailblazers since he landed in Portland.
You got to win something. I'm sorry. Just scoring points does not do it for me.
It's not. Shannon Sharp has something to say about people like you, because it's people like you the reason why Draymond Green could go on TV and say he better than Charles Barkley because he got rain because he don't want something.
I'm not there.
I just brought up Charles Barkley,
so that's not the case. I just brought up that Charles didn't win a championship, but he got to win something.
Damian Lillard has
what MVP
ended,
has he won?
He's ended several playoff series.
I'm asking
series.
You. What
Last
does that
year,
mean?
You guys,
that
you guys
mean anything.
Crowned Kawhi Leonard because he bounced it around a few times against Philadelphia and it went in. I'm telling you, that was his marking. That was his coming out money. He's a superstar. Of course, Toronto's going to win the finals. Now, did you see that shot?
That doesn't mean they were going to win the finals. They were down 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Do you remember that to Milwaukee and won 4 straight? Everybody keeps talking about that. They were down 2-0 and came back and won. And you got to give Kawhi credit for what he's able to do. My point is, it's got to be about winning as well, not just scoring points. I'm not saying he's a bum or he's not a good player, but I refuse to buy into that. Am I missing something?
Yes, the big playoff moments. It's not like he's playing for the Orlando Magic, who just had their biggest playoff moment since Dwight Howard had a jersey on. It's Damian Lillard, and the last 10 years, the last 5 years, has significant playoff moments. He's never won a title. He's never won a championship. But again, that's where you get the Draymond Green's the best power forward of all time argument.
Because
he's got all the
that.
Rings.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!